T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Wednesday afternoon on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, Mark Reardon. Sue Thomas is here. She's got Sue News. Let me try that again. Can I do that?
Take two.
Yeah, take two. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Hour number two. Sue Thomas is here with us.
Hi.
She has Sue's News coming up. There, I can get the words out. Our friend Alex Rich is here from Y98. Hayes will join us. How are you, Alex Rich?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. I thought I'd share this story this afternoon. There are countless examples of Mark Reardon being an effing idiot, and I have another example. I know you've been familiar with many of them, but you like to travel. In fact, you just got back from New York, Alex. And your buddy Vic Oladipo, who plays in the NBA, you go out to New York to see him at the Garden.
Yep.
He's with the Miami Heat. They're taking on the Knicks. He doesn't even play because he's injured.
Wait till I get to New York. I'm in the hotel room. We're sitting there in the room hanging out. I'm like, we're pumped for tomorrow. He goes, well, now that you're already here, I could tell you I'm sitting tomorrow's game out because I rolled my ankle. I'm like, are you kidding me? Now I've seen him play like a million times.
Right, I know.
I was more excited to take my friends in New York that we were staying with.
To see him play. Right.
But it was still cool because honestly, I mean, well, we got to, in my opinion, hang out with him more than we would have.
I saw some of the pictures. So
based on the time we got back to the hotel and whatnot and things that occurred late night, it was a good trip to New York.
That's awesome. So I have my next trip is coming up next Saturday. I'm going to Kansas City to see the East Street Band, and I have a little travel story to tell there. I have to refer to an email because so last night I have a good friend who lives in Kansas City. We went to Mizzou together. He's a photographer at KCTV, which I think is maybe the CBS affiliate there. But Edwin reaches out last night and he goes, well, it's funny. Sue, you'd appreciate that. It's the same ownership. This is inside baseball, but at least I'll share this part. The TV station is same ownership as Channel 4, whatever that is now.
Yeah, I haven't kept track.
They've changed. So Edwin always kind of, just media people, we share media stories, and he's gone through a lot of different news directors. They seem to fire news director at every turn. But that's not really what the story's about. He said, hey, we lost another news director. And I said, I'll call you. I'll touch base with you. And then I said, don't forget, I'm in Kansas City. He lives in the suburbs of Kansas City. I'm there next weekend, right? And then he says, do you need a place to stay? So I thought, I'm going to check on something. Before I answer that, I'm like, here's what happened. Okay, let me take you back a couple of months ago. When I knew I needed to go to Kansas City, I wanted a hotel room for the 18th, which is Saturday night. So my friend from Vegas, Rick's coming in for this show as well. Uh-huh. He books at the Sheraton Kansas City Hotel Crown Center. It's about a mile away from the Sprint Center, right? So he sends me the information. I'm like, I'm going to book. This book there, right? The pricing wasn't too bad. So I pull up now I know what the date of this is now. On the 18th of December, this is a week before Christmas, I make my reservation. I go online. Now, I should also mention, and Alex, I don't know if you have an appreciation for this. I can handle a lot of things in my adult life, but when it comes to travel, usually that's my wife's area of expertise.
100%. Okay?
She's just better at it when it comes to booking flights and getting hotel rooms and all that stuff. So typically, I farm this stuff out.
That's what you're saying.
Oh, yes. Maybe that's the case. So I fill out the deal. It's February 18th, Saturday night. And then this was weird at the time. I had to enter the payment information. I paid for the room, right? I was a little thrown off by that because when I was entering it, I thought, I'm just putting this in because they need the credit card number so they have it for the reservation.
Right.
But
yeah.
I get
to hold it.
Right. But I get alerts on my Southwest. I have my phone set for my Southwest card and I use that for pretty much everything. So the right away it comes through, oh, I got charged for that. I'm like, and the other thing that I thought at the time, it did seem odd, okay? And I thought, well, you know what? That's cool because I don't have to worry about the $250 bucks next weekend. So yes. I'm good with that. It's a week before Christmas, whatever. So last night I pull up in my email. I'm like, I gotta look at that reservation, just make sure everything's okay. And here's what it says. Thank you for your booking, Mark Reardon. Explore the world with us. Check-in, Sunday, December 18th, 2022.
No,
4 p.m.
No.
Check-out, Monday, December 19th.
Okay.
So you can kind of put the pieces together. I was booking a room on December 18th for February 18th. All right, so in fairness to the idiot, it was me. Just to be clear, it was the same date. But when I entered that in, I don't know if I backed out of it or I somehow, I mean, I knew when I wanted to stay in Kansas City. So
That's so awful.
Yeah, so I paid $232.57 U.S. dollars. That's what it says here. I was going to get it. Apparently, I did not need housekeeping for my stay in December.
Well, probably
because
not.
The room was not.
Wasn't used.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. So what would you, in that situation.
So did you get the money back?
Okay, what would you do? What would you do?
I would call them and I would say, I'm so sorry. Here's what I've done. Is there anything you could do for me?
I call the Marriott number and the Sheridan number, whatever, the same company is. And I don't know. Who knows? Sheridan. That's different than Marriott, isn't it?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay, whatever.
I don't actually know.
So I call and this woman, I think she just wanted to laugh at me. I mean, I was kind of telling her what happened. And, you know, at that point, you expect customer service to swoop in and say, well, sir, we love you as a loyal customer because we realize you spent $232 U.S. dollars and you didn't really stay on our property. But she's like,
yeah,
I got nothing for it. I mean, it was nothing for it. And then she finally, then there was a pause because I said to her, I'm like,
how pitiful were you? You
I was
know
pretty
what I mean?
Pitiful.
Yeah,
I was pretty pitiful because at one point
were
I'm like,
were you contrite?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, wait.
Oh,
hold on.
Yeah. I mean, I was about as least aggressive as I possibly could be. I'm self-deprecating. I'm saying, look, I did something really dumb. I explained to her what happened.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I said, does that make sense? And she's like,
Yeah.
She sounded like she was in her bedroom or maybe in the toilet, you know, on her phone.
Like,
I don't think she was. I don't think she was at an office anywhere. I really do. And
now, is this $230 for like, we're talking two or three nights?
No, it's just one night.
Oh,
no,
one night. Okay.
Right. All right. Expensive room.
Okay. I was going to say.
Yeah. Two or three. Now, where could you go for two
or
three
nights? Well, that's where I was questioning where you're booking rooms
that's
at.
That's what Alex is like. Hey,
I didn't think that was that bad of a rate. So she's got nothing for me. And then there's a little bit of a pause because I'm like, you can't, you're not going to help me with anything, are you? And she goes, no. And then there was a pause and she goes, what I would do is I would call the front desk at that, because I was calling the 800 number.
Oh, yeah. Oh. For sure, call the front desk and beg.
Well, and I didn't do that yet today because at this point
you can only take so much.
I think you let Sue and I call for you.
Oh my god!
On the air,
for sure.
I mean, are we allowed to do that?
Probably not.
No, you can't. No, not on the air. But how dumb am I?
Well, I mean,
that's
a rhetorical question, isn't it?
You guys, I went. You know, I'm flying out tomorrow to go to Houston, and Southwest. You know, I get the ding. You know, you have to check in 24 hours in advance.
Right.
I check in right on the dot, just like you had done, Mark, and you're right, B50.
I know, I hate that.
How do you
it's
beat
like
the system?
Sometimes.
How
it is like
do
that
you
sometimes.
Beat the system? Because you are the traveler.
But if you're in B, I think you're still good. As long as you're not in C, you get on there, you can get
B's,
a seat.
B's okay. See, I beat the system because I have the A-list, so automatically I can board with
that's
the
how
A,
Becky is.
No matter what.
But you know what's interesting? Here's something interesting about that, and we just realized it recently. Now, Alexa, for the longest time, and my daughters travel a lot.
Yeah, she
my
does.
Wife has A-list. Alexa boards. Let's say all three of us are on a flight, right? I've got B55 like Sue. Right?
Yes.
So we're boarding together in the back of the
right.
So Becky goes on A-list, and she has been able to bring Alexa with her.
Oh, that's
and then
really
they, you know,
nice.
Then they save one seat. It's different to save two seats. Is a little.
That's a lot of
but
pressure.
You're not. You're not supposed at her age now. I think that ends at age 5, and even with family boarding, I think she's too old for family. But that seems a little
They're
ridiculous.
They're being nice. They're just being nice. That's generous.
I think
no, what I mean is now they're not going to let her do that. So, I don't know.
Well, tough. She'll have to come on with you. It's okay. I mean, you know, first world problems.
In the end, Sue, you're
I'm trying to think
right.
back at any problems that I may have had last weekend flying.
Well,
I mean, it was a pretty empty plane on the way there, and everybody pretty much got their own row. Tell me what you think about this. these people were together, but they sat right behind Annie and I. So we had left the middle seat open.
Right. Mm-hmm.
One of them sat in the middle seat. The other one sat in the aisle seat right behind us. And so they didn't even spread out. Did they want to be next to each other that badly?
Wow.
They were talking very loudly, too. It was very rude.
I hate this. I hate it so much.
One person is sitting between you and Annie.
No.
All right. They were in the seat behind them, but they were next to each other.
But they were right next to each other.
Instead of spread out like Annie was.
It wasn't next to each other like one on the window, one in the middle. I've never seen one on the aisle and one in the middle.
Interesting.
Window seat was left open. I thought it was very odd.
Huh. Yeah, that might be a little odd. Well, they were just romantic.
They were annoying, is what they were.
well, we got to do this
because we're going to run out of time here, Sue.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You may just want to start with, and finally in Sue's News, just to get us back on. No, I'm kidding. You got time.
55 years ago today, in 1968, the original Planet of the Apes premiered in New York. I have never seen this movie. Have you seen it, Mark? Of course.
Oh, my God. Have I seen this movie? It's one of my favorite movies of my childhood. I used to play Planet of the Apes in my backyard with my friends with sticks as guns. I wish I was making that up. I'm not making
that
up.
That's hilarious.
They blew it up.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Movie. Have you seen
it? I have not.
Have you
seen
any of the newer iterations?
It's really not ever done anything. Well, it's not, I've never seen the trailer for it and been like, I must see this.
Okay, yeah. But the newer iterations are actually really good. They are.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of all Planet of the Apes
stuff. Have you seen any Planet of the Apes, Abby?
I saw, I think, the first newest one at the drive-in in Belleville.
Yeah? Worth it?
Don't remember it.
Yeah,
gotta be
that's
honest.
A no. It starred Charlton Heston, by the way, the original did, as George Taylor and the great Roddy McDowall as his chimpanzee captor, Cornelius. Yeah, I don't think it's a... I'm sure there are women who have seen that, but when I was a kid, I had no interest. And you know what? I still don't.
I mean, you got some really good sequels, too, and I'm not even joking with you because they kept the stories going. It was Beneath the Planet of the Apes, then Escape from the Planet of the Apes, Conquest. I'm a big fan of 1973's Battle for the Planet of the Apes. And then they remade it in 2001, and that one was not that good. Mm. But when they got into the period about 10 years ago, they did Rise, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, War.
Yeah, there
were
a lot.
I guess there's another one coming. I just noticed this. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes 2024. So there you go.
47 years ago, that would be 1976, Taxi Driver premiered in New York. That, of course, is Robert De Niro and Jodie Foster. And they gave the lines from this, that you talking to me, you talking to me. I didn't realize it was from Taxi Driver because I've never seen that either. Which, is Taxi Driver worth it? Yes, no, Mark Reardon.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I'm a big fan of a lot of the movies from the 1970s. I think some of the films from the 1970s in particular hold up better than the 80s films.
Well, that's fair.
Chinatown. There's a bunch that I could probably rattle off. But yeah, that's...
Taxi movies?
No, not taxi movies. Just 1970s.
I was a fan of the movie Taxi with Queen Latifah.
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen that. Is that just goofy?
Oh, it's great.
I love her.
She's the taxi driver. It takes you on a whole roller coaster of a movie. It's great. That's the Taxi I like.
Oh, you know what? I might try that one. 29 years ago today, in 1994, Jack Nicholson attacked a guy's windshield with a golf club in a fit of road rage after the other guy cut him off in Hollywood traffic, and Jack eventually had to reach an undisclosed settlement to avoid a criminal lawsuit.
Makes sense.
He might be just a skosh angry.
Well, he was
in anger management.
Yeah. I kind of support that. But, you know, if that would happen, think about it, if that would happen today, he'd be canceled, right? He wouldn't have a career.
That would be the complete end. Yeah. I want to get this in real quickly before I head out of town. Okay, you know you can bet on just about anything related to the Super Bowl. Mark Reardon, have you placed wagers on said event?
I will be.
All right, well, here we go. Here are some of the novelty prop bets you can actually place. Number one, the length of the national anthem.
Of course.
Will it be over 2 minutes and 5 seconds or under? Over, they say, is the safer bet at about 57%. Length of the word, I love this one, length of the word brave in the national anthem? Will it be over 5 seconds or under?
Let me go back just to the length. I'm gonna take the over.
What,
and here's
do you
why.
Know who's do you know
yeah,
who's
I say, do, and this okay. is why I'm taking the over.
Say,
because I would say that it's Chris Stapleton.
Yeah,
I can't see Chris Stapleton.
I can't see him holding
whipping
it out.
Through that.
No
for
way,
under 2 minutes, right?
I agree. If you're Chris Stapleton, you take full advantage. I'm pushing that thing to three and a half minutes.
2:10 or 2:15.
I don't know. He may do a verse in the middle.
And how? What?
He's gonna make something up.
He might. Chris Stapleton.
And what about brave? Is he gonna brave?
No,
it,
he
or
should
is he
do
gonna
the home
cut it off?
Chiefs is what he should do. That'll get people talking.
They think he's gonna hold on to brave, and it will go over 5 seconds. For 67% likely, that's what they're betting.
Time out 5 seconds, how long that is.
It's longer than you
1,000, 2,000.
Right?
Yeah, that's a long time.
You're right.
Then it gets really nuts. What song will Rihanna sing first in her halftime show? Don't Stop the Music has the best odds at 25%. Then it gets down to stuff like this. What color eyeshadow will Rihanna wear?
Oh,
the odds say clear or none. At 71%. How is she wearing none?
And how are you testing that if you're wearing clear or not? I mean, clearly you can't see it if it's clear.
No. Right. And why is there clear eyeshadow? I don't understand that. Neutral, I get. The same color as your skin, I get. But clear? Does that even make sense to you, Abby?
I've never heard of that.
I don't really know what that means.
Alex, can you relate to that?
Well, I was going to say you wear it sometimes, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm confused by that as well.
And for Mark, Aaron Rodgers is going on a 4-day darkness retreat in a couple of weeks. He's doing this to decide his future in the NFL. Now, on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, he described the retreat as a sensory deprivation isolation. He will be in complete darkness with no TV or music and will have food delivered to him. He said, quote, "It's going to be important to take my isolation retreat and contemplate all things related to my future and make a decision that's best for me moving forward in the highest interest of my happiness." He said he's had friends who have done this before and it had profound experiences.
I don't criticize Aaron Rodgers because, you know, he did the ayahuasca thing, and that seemed to work for him. He credits ayahuasca for some of the success that he had. So it sounds weird. Yeah,
there's
I
have an interesting take on this, though. I support him going and doing the darkness retreat because those guys, they get a lot, you know, they got a lot going on. Their phone's constantly going. What I don't love is that, like, Is this going to be an every year thing for Aaron Rodgers now? I know you're a Packers fan, Mark, but come on, man! Like,
at this point,
you're focused on this more than you are going and playing next season. Clearly,
at this point, I've moved on as a Packers fan because he's not going to be with the Packers, so it's just a matter of where he's going to play.
It's constant. It seems like it's been every year that it's kind of constant. Make your decision. You're making what, 47? What's he get? $47 million a year or something?
I'm with you. I am. Yeah, there's a lot of Aaron Rodgers drama. The crowd didn't like it either.
No,
did you hear him there?
No, they did not.
Wait in.
And finally, in Sue's news, I have so much here, but I got to wrap it. Okay. Humans spend about 35 minutes a day chewing. Chimpanzees chew for 4.5 hours a day. And orangutans chew for about 6.6 hours. Now, I listened to a podcast once that said part of the reason that mankind has been able to invent so many things and take such leaps and bounds forward is because we figured out how to cook food and didn't spend a half our day chewing anymore.
Well, that's why they needed so many Planet of the Apes movies.
Hello?
They needed like 6 of them just to fit time and for these people to chew.
That is 100% accurate, and that is it for Sue's News.
It's an interesting fact.
It is an interesting fact. Alex is going to hang out. Hayes from Y98 coming in here on a Wednesday edition of the Mark Reardon Show. Hang in there.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Super Bowl week, and we're going to get some picks here from our panel, Alex Rich Hayes from Y98. They always visit here on a Wednesday edition of the show. How are you, Hayes?
Good to see doing you. Good. I'm doing all right.
Doesn't Hayes just look so relaxed and everything about him looks just like he's just hanging out today. He's having a good day.
Though. He never looks all, you know, stressed or anything like that. I mean, for God's sake, his name is Hayes. How can you?
You ask how I'm doing. I'm doing good. I try to complain, but no one listens anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Did you want to talk? I'll let you get some basketball stuff in here. We talked about Vic and your trip to New York, but obviously, and I'm just going to admit something. Maybe I'm a huge sports fan. You know that, Alex.
Sure.
Right? I'm very excited about the Super Bowl, but LeBron breaking the scoring record, I don't care. Because and maybe I should. I should care as a sports fan, but because I don't really like him anymore.
What did
there was
what
a time when I liked it. What? LeBron, what did it for you mean as far as not liking him?
Yeah.
He weighs in on the dumbest stuff with politics and the woke crap on Twitter.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Where he doesn't belong and he knows nothing about what he's talking about. He is an incredible athlete. And I remember getting swept into the excitement years ago when he won the championship. But he just gets involved in stuff where I'm not a big fan of athletes posting their opinion on Twitter. I just want to see the damn game.
Well,
right?
I think it's social media too. But you would know, and I truly I want to know because I obviously... I'm not taking a jab at you at this at all by age, but you got to see and be around when like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was kind of in his prime, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, and he is known as being kind of an activist in a way, right?
He's more left than LeBron. There's no doubt about it.
So was he ever doing was he ever giving his opinion on things publicly that like during his time?
Yes, he was, but he wasn't. There was no social media, so
exactly.
the coverage of it was in the mainstream media.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, he became known for some pretty even with his name change, right?
Right.
That became somewhat well known. I mean, that was an era. I was pretty young when Kareem was playing, but you want to talk about the '80s and the '90s with Michael and with MJ and those guys. But I'm not as big of an NBA fan as I used to be when I lived in NBA markets. You get into it a little bit more.
It's fun to actually go to the games for sure.
Well, look, yes. I'll also say this though, because you say he chimes in on a lot of things that he maybe doesn't know all that much about. It is funny because did you see that they did like all these congratulations videos, right? It's about like your name and the clout that you have behind it now. Like they had Drake is always involved in everything, no matter what. Like somebody could do something, somebody could make up the longest name and win a spelling bee, and it could be like Drake talking about, like
right.
just because of
like
how
big, you know what I'm saying?
Like last night they did like Drake had a congratulations video for LeBron that they played, and I get that he's Drake and they played this video, but like why, like. What does Drake have to do with LeBron or basketball?
Exactly.
Let me give you a specific example of my annoyance with LeBron in particular. So if you go back about 4 months, 5 months or so, I highlighted this quite a bit on my show with John Ziegler, who's a friend from Los Angeles and a very staunch media critic. But you had, and I don't know if we never, I try to not to drag you guys into politics, right?
Right.
Because I don't want to get you fired or canceled, right? So I protect you. You're my friends. But there was a story that came out, and I don't think we as a group here talked about it. I talked about it on the show, where there was this allegation at a BYU volleyball game, women's volleyball game, that when there was an African-American player from Duke, every time she served, the N-word was launched. Well, look, here's the thing. Never happened. It never happened.
Oh, wow.
It was, in fact, not only did it not happen, but there was so much that was made about it. The claim was made. The mother of the, I think it was maybe even the stepmother of the girl goes on. No, it was the aunt. I have to remember some of this. It wasn't even her mom. It was her aunt. She goes on. She makes this allegation. Everybody runs with it, right? ESPN runs with it. All the people on social media. LeBron runs with it. It never happened. They investigated it.
Yeah.
Dawn Staley. At South Carolina, isn't that her team? She's the women's coach.
Mm-hmm.
She refuses to play a basketball game against BYU because they're a bunch of white supremacists over an incident that did not happen.
Wow.
So when you weigh in on something like that, and then you're not able to at least have the courage and the guts to correct yourself and apologize, and that's basically what happens with LeBron and a lot of these athletes on a regular basis. And I don't know what it is, Alex. Maybe you can help me with this, with the woke sports media world. These reporters that are in sports, and this goes for the gang at the Post-Dispatch, Ben Hockman and everybody, and I like some of them, but they're about as far on the fringe of the left. They care less about the games than they do about the politics.
Oh, 100%.
The Pride Night and all that. And I don't get why that is in the sports media. It's not unique to the sports media, but man, they're in a club together. And I don't
disagree at all. I think they're just as much on a pedestal as politicians are, honestly. It's like anybody
okay,
is.
Okay, well, let me give you an example of this on ESPN. This will be somewhat controversial, right? But ESPN loves to prop up the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody watches the WNBA. Nobody cares about the WNBA. They just don't. Now, do you care if you're in a market that has a team? If you're in Vegas, they have a championship team. Yeah, I get it.
They're getting people.
But the way that they prioritize their stories on Twitter, they lead segments on SportsCenter. Now, let's just be honest here, right? That's not what people are going to watch. They're just not. Now, that's misogynistic of me, and I get it. But the bottom line is, look at the flipping ratings. Okay, there's no ratings there.
Yeah, and they were talking about the pay and stuff. I saw that, and it's like, you can't argue the pay of the NBA and WNBA because it doesn't even make a fraction of the money that the NBA
makes.
And
your point, I think your point also being, like, it's clearly politics and some of the stuff outside of sports that has nothing to do with sports, and the sports world is the entertainment that we're watching, has become too much a part of it where we've lost the focus on the sports part of it.
You're not leading the two segments, not one, but two segments on SportsCenter with the WNBA because there's a lot of demand from people across the country that are dying to see that. It's just not. You're doing it because you feel that you have to. You have to virtue signal because it's the right thing to do. In this world in 2023, it's nonsense is what it is. All right, I got to get your opinion on the AMC Theaters situation. And Hayes, you're familiar with this, but we'll pitch it out to Alex. So this happened a couple of days ago.
Okay.
AMC, we have Marcus Theaters here in St. Louis, but also a couple of AMC Theaters as well. So they're rolling out Sightline, they call it, a ticket pricing initiative based on seat location within the auditorium. Similar, this is what the Variety story in LA said a couple of days ago, similar to music concerts, sporting events, or Broadway, and I'll get into that analogy here in a second, moviegoers will have the option to pay more or less for admission depending on where they choose to sit. In effect, the front row seats will be available at a lower price. The seats in the middle will be a higher price. So you have your standard price seats, and then you have, if you want to sit in the middle, which is where I would always want to sit, you have to pay more. And by the way, one other thing, this is my favorite part of the story here, is that if you do want the value sight line, that's only available to AMC Stubbs members. So if you sign up for a membership, you can get really crappy seats. Congratulations. So my position on this, because I think it's utterly ridiculous, and I get that Hollywood is challenged and AMC in particular lost a lot of money and they weren't really given the handouts that a lot of other industries were in the aftermath of COVID. So maybe this is something that will work. Maybe they've studied enough, they've researched it. My position would be that you're giving people, and if you're giving me, someone who's passionate and has been for decades about going to movie theaters, and not only that, but inspiring others to spend their money to sit their butts in movie theaters, if you're giving me a reason to stay at home in my basement on my big TV with my sound system, then what kind of effect is that going to have on the rest of the movie going crowd? So you haven't heard about this.
I have not.
I'm curious about your opinion.
When you first said it, I absolutely hated the idea. Then it kind of shifted in my mind a little bit because I'm under the, I don't know. I mean, if the only thing left, because now you go on, you buy online, whatever, you pick your seat before. If the only thing left is the front row, I don't necessarily really care what the price is. I just won't go to that showing.
Right.
And I'll just wait till another time. I think it's kind of dumb.
But the question,
pricing changed,
that's not the
right?
question. The question is, would you, all right, ignore that part of the question for a
second.
All right. Let's say you want to go see, because I know that you probably do, if you haven't seen 80 for Brady already, you're going to want to go see that movie, right? Have you seen that?
Is that that's a joke. That's sarcasm.
That is sarcasm, but yeah. it is a real movie.
Well, the only thing I've seen Brady is the picture.
No, that sounds horrible.
Alex is going to go, just roll with it here.
Roll with it. I want to see the Brady
flick. He wants to see 80 for Brady, but he can't find any seats that are not over face value because he wants to sit in the middle. So would you pay more? It's not whether you would just choose to not go. Would you pay more because you're being asked to for better seats, or would you not do that?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. They're already, okay, the movie
theaters
There's no way.
They're struggling.
They're struggling as it is. They already shut down the one in Creve Coeur, the AMC
popcorn
theater.
Oh, is that one shut down?
Yes,
yeah.
The one
that
furthest down, not the AMC 12 is still there, but the one closer to Chesterfield.
Olive.
Yes.
Two people could go to the movie and spend, what, $80?
You're spending $30 on popcorn and drinks already. You're spending $100 to go to the movies.
Yeah, at that point, you wait till the movie comes out, like you said.
Yes.
You do.
So I don't know what the answer is. I have empathy for the theaters and for Hollywood because they want to put people in the seats. My suggestion would be make some better movies, okay? Quit making
Amen.
Woke social justice movies. I think that those movies do have a place. You know, I've seen a lot of very good movies that have social justice themes over the years, but that's seemingly all we get. And when you do make a movie that people want to see, Top Gun, a prime example.
Yes.
I guess Avatar would be another example.
Mm-hmm.
People
they do well.
Flock to the theaters.
Yes.
I did that. That's for sure. What about an obstructed view? like in the ballpark, you know, with a foul pole. Is there an obstructed view?
Remember in Milwaukee when Miller Park came about, they had the euchre seats. I still think they have
the
them. Those
seats,
are obstructed view, going back to the, you know, I must be in the front row commercials from the 1980s.
Maybe a discount.
You guys, I would sit in the front for a cheap seat.
You would?
Yeah.
With a neck cramp?
I would never do it.
I don't think so.
Thomas.
There's no shot.
Listen, if I'm going to go and if it's that much cheaper, I'll sit there. The popcorn's the same. I've done it at a certain theater, too. The back lot at the High Point. You know, certain theaters, it's not
okay,
so bad.
But that... I'll give you that one because the back lot at the High Point isn't one where you're going to sit there.
Correct.
And it's on a monster. Try to do that at the IMAX or another big screen.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that at an IMAX. But I do get the appeal of having some cheaper. The more expensive ones, it's not worth it.
But wouldn't you, some people, some of the Hollywood types, the actors, because they feel so badly for those of us who are less, you know, fortunate, and this is an interesting point. I think it was, what was Frodo's name? The guy who played
Frodo Baggins?
Yeah, anyway, Frodo, what's his name? Elijah Wood, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Came to me, believe it or not. He was like, look, this is only... Let's be honest. The people who are going to get the tickets that cost more are the people who can afford it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're someone who has a family, if you got to spend a bunch, then you're not going to do it. You're going to go with the value, or you're going to go with the regular price, and then you can't, because the rest of us have operated this way. We want to go see that movie with my family. I'm going to operate ahead of the rest of the people. I'm going to book my tickets. I'm going to buy them now. They make it so easy. You reserve your seats,
right? Mm-hmm.
You know exactly where you're sitting, but that's not good enough now. Now you have to pay more. Or join a club to get really crappy
seats. But then the question is, if you buy the crappy seats in the front row for cheap, is there somebody walking around this theater making sure that you're in the right seat?
See, that's the other thing.
If the rest of the theater's open, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, you know, certainly if they're offering it and the rest of the theater's open, I'll buy the cheap seat and I'll sit in the back.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that will happen.
Why?
Especially during, now some of this may only kick in during the nighttime screenings and I think I've read that matinees might not be included, but you go to a nighttime screening of a movie that is not on a Friday, maybe even on a Friday, Saturday. You go on a Monday or Tuesday night. There's not going to be a lot of people there. You buy the cheap seats, right? You just sit in the ones that are more expensive.
I guess it's kind of like a sporting event. You know, if you see those open seats sometimes, you're like, I'm moving down there to the nice seats.
But what do you think also? I don't think I addressed this the other day. This analogy keeps I tweeted about this today because the Washington Post sent something out and they did a big story on this. And their tweet was something with the headlines of, let me see if I can find this here. Professional sports does it. Broadway does it. Now AMC will ask movie viewers to pay a premium. Well, wait a second. We got 40,000 people at Busch Stadium, right? Or Enterprise has 20,000. Yeah, you're going to pay closer to get to the ice compared to the nosebleeds, right?
Right. True.
That's a terrible analogy. Even Broadway, they're smaller theaters, but there's a couple thousand people, or at least 800 plus, in some of the Broadway theaters. So the biggest movie theater would have a couple hundred seats at most. There are some that have 50 or 75 seats. That's it. All the seating is relatively the same in a lot of these smaller theaters. If you go to Ronnie's and you're not in the IMAX or one of the bigger screens, it's very small.
Right.
They're not very big at all.
Well, that's why they're doing it in AMC theaters, right, which are all generally. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to pick the theaters they want. That makes sense for it.
The ones that aren't struggling.
We won't go there.
But that's why it's good to give other theaters an opportunity, you know?
We'll wait for the movie to come out. We'll go to Reardon's basement. We'll hang out and we'll all watch the movie together.
But that's a pretty good place to watch a movie, Alex.
I'd say. He always provides the food. Never enough, but always provides the food.
Never enough for Alex.
Well, that's, yeah.
Have you ever had him at your house and seen him eat?
I've seen him eat. It's a good time.
I've never seen anything like it.
Grocery bill's in trouble.
Hang on. We got one more segment. Hang in there, boys.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So you're not tasked with sitting in our, we do these meetings every, now it's every other Wednesday. We like do a show meeting and Fred's in there and Abby.
Yeah, nobody has told me I need to attend.
Well, I think you're better off if you don't attend. But I bring it up because today's was not in person. It was on the Zoom, right? So I don't know if you saw my tweet. I tried to sign in. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. So I tried to sign in for the 1 o'clock Zoom and here's what I got. I got a message that said, "This meeting is scheduled for December 31st, 1979.
No kidding.
What?
So wow. I was looking for Dr. Emmett Brown.
Wow.
From Back to the Future.
That is hilarious.
I know, right? Well, they fixed the link and
bummer.
I think it was just a joke they were playing on you.
Well, it might have been, but I would have been happy to miss the meeting. All right. Have you boys, we were talking about food, and Alex eats a lot. I'm going to guess the answer to this question is no, but I think, Sue, you might have even brought this up on a Sue's News. This whole fake meat stuff, you know, the whole industry with
plant-based.
Things that are plant-based, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Alex?
I'm not a fan.
It doesn't taste great.
No. Now, they keep insisting. I saw some people at Davos when they were doing this climate change thing a couple of weeks ago talking about how this is revolutionary and people are going to be really blown away by the taste. But
Bill Gates, right?
Yeah.
Part of that.
Stop.
I'd rather just not eat the meat. I'd rather just not eat fake meat.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean?
You and everybody else, because listen to this. This is a guy from across the pond who just posted this. The UK meat substitute market fell by 6.1% in 2022 by value and 9.3% by volume. Most brands experienced falling sales. Products failed to meet consumers' expectations of taste. What the media says about plant-based markets and what the reality is are far apart from one another. And the sales are actually pretty interesting. And I think once people, because I think the idea is, let's save an animal. Let's save a cow or something like that.
Right.
And then we taste how crappy it tastes, like cardboard or something like that. And everyone's like, nope, we're going back to killing the cows. Might as well, because it tastes a lot better. Let them fart and burp as much as they can and emit their methane gases, because this stuff doesn't taste very good.
Right. Someone was like, you just got to put this stuff on it, like sauce. I'm like, you got to doctor it up because it tastes horrible.
I just don't know that I've ever, you know, and tell me if I'm crazy, but I don't know that I've ever taken a bite of like fake meat and been like, wow.
Now, well, when the whole, what was the thing, the Impossible Burger, when that came out.
Now, that thing wasn't bad.
I thought it was okay.
Oh, from Burger King?
Yeah.
Okay, but it never throws you back. It like, oh my God, it's the best I've ever had.
Exactly, and that's where the problem is. Plus, there was a lot of stuff on it.
That was what I was going to make.
You kind of have to hide it.
Right. And if I'm going to go that route, am I going to go to Burger King to get that in the first place?
No. I mean, I don't mind a black bean burger every now and then. I don't mind. I have no problem with vegetarian.
But they're putting it out there that it's a black bean burger. They're not trying to say it's a fake, you know.
Exactly. When you try to say that it's a substitute or it's that it's meat, that's where it goes wrong for
me. You know what the number two brand in the UK is for this plant-based stuff is called Linda McCartney. Because remember, I'll never forget. Linda McCartney, Hayes, you might, maybe not, don't remember this. Sue probably does. When Paul McCartney Wings came to Busch Stadium, I think this would have been the 80s, maybe the 90s, she would not allow hot dogs to be sold.
Is that right?
She was hard.
Wow.
She's a kook is what she is. And now her sales are down 20. Well, she was a kook.
Thank you.
Poor Linda, I'm sorry. She passed many years ago. We're out of time. Thanks, boys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.